Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the executive director of HITS. He's also the conference chair for our program today, Mr. Devendra Mishra.
Does it work? Yeah. Yes, it does. Good morning, everyone. You know what a long way we have come. How many women in technology Hollywood are here?
Wonderful. Okay. Wonderful.
I want all of us to say, it's WITH group, all of us want to say, I am with HITS. I am with HITS. I am with HITS. We have come a long way. I still remember the little classroom with 189 people tucked into this little auditorium at Pepperdine in Malibu, and capacity for only 140. And for the first time in the history of Hollywood, more than two CIOs came on the stage because there was this fear of antitrust violation amongst the lawyers of our industry. And for the first time, they got wise. They lowered their guard. And we have never looked back, and look at how many we are today. So our team is rock and roll.
Eight years with this gentleman. This is our eighth annual HITS.
Right?
It's our eighth annual HITS.
And I just want to recognize for Guy, this really is a warm-up act for the grand wedding, the royal wedding of one of our own, Meghan.
Oh,
Markley,
yeah,
in Windsor Castle.
We're all paying attention to the
right?
royal wedding.
So, if you don't know, if you want to get a pass for that, talk to Guy after
That's
the
right.
event.
They have the ticketless system at the royal wedding, too, that we just debuted here today.
Absolutely.
You know, Devendra, it's important. First of all, Devendra has introduced these shows for 8 years, and I wanted to get up here first and say what an extreme honor it is, a pleasure to work with you, Devendra. The work that you have done with this group and also that we've done together with Mesa and HITS, it should be commended, and you should be getting an award, and we will give you an award.
Remo, our award is right here, right?
That's right.
Our award is, so thank you for coming, and let's get the show on the road.
Well, hold on 1 second. I think there's something that's very important to understand here, and we've really reached a critical kind of apex in terms of our journey, right? We've been doing this almost 10 years.
Right.
September of this year will be our 10th year that we work together. February of next year is our official launch anniversary. But around HITS, we sat around a conference table in Variety, a nice executive conference table. We were looking out at the Hollywood sign, and we were talking with all of the studios, all the CIOs of the studios, to say, what can we do together? And it was a gentleman by the name of Jeff Mirisch, right? And that's why I brought up the award.
CIO of Disney.
At the time, absolutely. And it was passed, you know, right. But still looks over us to this day. You had a vision with him around a collaborative environment for studios to get together and reduce duplicity in terms of your workflows, to drive efficiencies. It's been our mantra for everything that Mesa has done from the start. And again, we started in a very physical supply chain space, and here it is 10 years later, and we're in a very digital space. And honestly, the true blueprint and what we've desired for years actually came true this April. We launched a thing called the Trusted Partner Network. They're an association partner here for today. But it really took that idea, that map, and said, how do we do the best that we can do together? Of course, there's going to be anomalies. Of course, we're going to want to do things our own way. But how do we get, you know, it goes back to the old, how do we get a bunch of DVDs into the same box or the same truck, right? So that we increase that efficiency. We're not going back to distribution. It's the same concept, except it's around digital. And it's around having a platform. So inside your program, right in the center is an article that explains it. It's by Ben Stanbury. He's the CTO of the Trusted Partner Network. But to me, the Trusted Partner Network is that embodiment, that envisionment of Jeff and yourself.
Exactly.
Right? Where we can come together using technology to collaborate in ways that we never thought were possible. And honestly, you know, spending the last 4 months deep diving, right? Getting through beta, all right? I'm feeling everybody's software pain in terms of adoption. But the reality is as this takes hold and as people start to use it, it opens us up to incredible ideas that we never even thought were possible that are being enabled through this platform and through this technology. So I didn't want to steal your thunder. You've introduced this, but I wanted to say that this is part of your vision. This is part of why this group gets together to talk about innovation and transformation. There are things that we can do together digitally that we never thought were possible because of our physical past. And we need to move forward as an industry. And it's the people sitting here in this room. It's all of y'all, vendors, content owners, content creators, that will make it happen.
Think of one of the greatest executives in that industry. Jill Hopper is going to be here talking about inclusion.
Yes.
Think about design thinking being a subject for us to address.
Absolutely.
Think of 12th of April, the CEO of Disney, Mr. Iger's vision of, you know what, we're going to make content for ourselves, and ESPN Plus being launched.
Sure.
To me, that's the Trojan horse for our industry. That streaming service in a personalized manner that's been launched. And when you see far away in Saudi Arabia, where the Black Panther has gone and removed that veil that had existed for 35 years, this is a cultural revolution that we are a part of.
So, and also, it's happening.
Welcome.
It's happening now. Yeah. We're in the midst of it. Things 5 years ago that we thought were not possible are becoming possible. And I think it is our day jobs. Right, to ensure that we keep pushing this forward. So I commend you. I commend this group. We have a great program for you today, including the Women in Technology Hollywood Leadership Awards, which are fabulous. They have a special program section that runs just after lunch, all the way till 4 o'clock, till we get to our breakouts. We've also changed things up with our automated check-in system, which was that in itself was a huge balloon to float, and I hope everybody enjoyed that experience.
I'm with hits.
That's right. And the other thing is we also switched. We have breakout sessions actually in the mornings. So at 11 o'clock, we're going to get out of the big room. We're going to go into our breakout sessions, learn a little bit, and we'll come back in here, have another keynote, have a wonderful panel on sourcing and procurement, which is so necessary, right? Then we'll nosh. We'll come back in for the award ceremony. Then we'll go back to the breakouts, and then we'll drink at the end of the day, and then I'm going to go home and take a nap. Thank you to Vendor. Thanks to all of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful hits. Thank you so much. Okay, now to begin, let's welcome to the stage. They're our title sponsor. They have been for years. Entertainment Partners, a huge part of our ecosystem. Please join me in welcoming the Executive Vice President for Payroll for Entertainment Partners, David Allora.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Thank you so much.
It's okay.